We thank the Lord. Would you turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter? A passage that we are familiar with, but I just came to me Wednesday night, right before the message came out. The Lord just impressed it upon my heart, and it's been there ever since, and it's just impressing me. And the theme of this message is they that wait upon the Lord. And I want to ask you a question. Do you get discouraged? I think we all have experienced discouragement. I think sometimes in our moments of reflection, we look around and think about our lives. Personally, I think about the church, and there are things I surely don't understand. Why the Lord allowed things to happen the way they have happened in some cases.
I'm sorry, what chapter
and verse? 40, Isaiah 40. I haven't given you a verse yet. Isaiah 40. It's toward the end of the chapter. And I think about things in my personal life, and I don't have the answers. But I know this. I believe the word that says all things work for good. Even the things that are bad, even the things that sometimes we cause because of our bad decisions, all things work for good if we trust the Lord. And you know, the men of God get discouraged too. We find in the Word, we spoke about Isaiah last week, I believe, and after the great victory on Mount Carmel and the rain that came, he prayed and the Lord sent the rain after 3.5 years. Jezebel threatened his life and he took off, flee. And it says in 1 Kings, he says, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die. And said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. That's discouragement. Job, in his travails, he said, let the day perish wherein I was born, in the night in which it was said, there is a man-child conceived. Jonah, in his travails, he says, therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. And I trust no one of us has gotten to that discouragement level. But certainly discouragement comes. And we battle with it at times. It's part of the spiritual warfare that we go through. The spiritual warfare that engulfs us all in some fashion or another. But I find in this word this morning an encouragement. The chapter 40 through 66 in Isaiah was written in the latter part of his life. And it was, the people were in bondage at this time, but it was God's encouragement to them. And I feel like the Lord is trying to encourage us this morning, to encourage us, praise God, to not be discouraged, to put aside the discouragement. There are so many beautiful expressions in this chapter, but I want to go to the verse 28. Through the end of the chapter. And you know this, well, let me read the verses first. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them which have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, praise the Lord. This is one of the better known texts in this book of Isaiah. And it is well beloved because it strikes a familiar chord with so many of us. Sometimes as weary pilgrims, as battered warriors, our experience sometimes is exhausting. We get to the point where it's just hard to pray and trust the Lord, and we just become mechanical in our actions and in our motives, because the burden and the exhaustion takes over. But we turn to this scripture and it becomes an encouragement. Because you see, if discouragement goes unchecked, it leads to defeat. It continues a downward path. And that's what the enemy tries to do, bring us down. And I say, Lord, help us this morning. Help us, oh God, in this journey. They that wait upon, there's things that, you know, we question and things that just trouble us. Do you remember that? Some of you younger people won't know this, but the TV show, I Love Lucy, Lucille Ball, she was always getting into trouble, and her husband was always, he had a Latino accent, and he, you know, the famous line from there, he says, Lucy, you got a lot of splaining to do. And sometimes I think about when we get to the Lord, see the Lord, Lord, you got a lot of splaining to do. Maybe by that time we won't even care in the presence of the Lord. But they that wait upon the Lord, and what's ringing in my heart, as if God is saying, do you realize who you're dealing with? Hast thou not known? Praise God. That the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, and there is no searching of his understanding. Do you realize who we're dealing with here this morning? The God of all glory, praise God, the God who formed this world by the spoken word of his mouth. Praise God, oh hallelujah. Is he not able? Have you not understood? As if to remind us, yes, Lord, sometimes we forget who you are. We get wrapped up in this life and get wrapped up in our toils and our troubles and our situation, and we forget the magnificence of God. 2 weeks ago on Sunday night, the baptism service, the Lord gave us a little gentle reminder. What we saw, praise God. I want to continue to live off that blessing. You know, I've kind of tried to keep it, so I've tried to exhaust every inch of that blessing, but you can only go so far. We need to see new blessings, amen? We need to see a new move of the Holy Spirit, a fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost, praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. That's what I want to see. Oh, praise God. It was beautiful what we saw and what God did, but he says, I'm at work. I'm doing something. I'm behind the scenes. You don't see me, but once in a while, I'll let the Spirit of God pop up and show you my glory. Praise God. They that wait upon the Lord. And that word wait, the connotation, you know, like a waiter, we wait on people. That's not it. It's the word has to do with becoming stronger. To hope, it means to bind together like a rope. Take a few strands and weave them over and over and tighter and tighter. And as you weave those strands, the rope gets stronger and stronger. What's the implication? That we weave our life around Jesus Christ. That we, as we weave our life around him, praise God, we become stronger and stronger. And it's not a passive waiting, but it's active, praise God. It's not passive and we sit by and say, well, when things happen, they happen. No, there's a trusting in God. There's a believing in his word. There's being in prayer and meditation. There's living the life and being the example and keeping ourselves in the love of Christ and walking the walk and talking the talk. Praise God. It requires faith and trust and patience. Sometimes we think, well, I'm waiting on the Lord. That sounds like a coward. That sounds like a weak person. I'm waiting on the Lord. No, that's not. That's faith. That's faith in action. I'm waiting on God. I want to run out and do something in my carnal mind, in my physical, in my mind. I want to go out and try and fix this thing, but I can't. It's too big for me. God's got to do it. And what I can do is trust Him, praise God, and believe His promises and continue to pray and say, Lord, would you intervene in this situation? I don't care how impossible it looks. Think of the most impossible situation in your life. And maybe it has to do with loved ones. And you might have said in your mind, not out loud, but in the back of your mind, that I'm so concerned about my loved one. I don't think they're going to come to the knowledge, to the foot of the cross. I want you to think about that. And I want you to just trust God this morning and say, Lord, we're going to wait, praise God, on you. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Oh, Lord, renew our strength because we become exhausted at times. We need the continual flow of the Holy Spirit. We need the power of God, praise God, to help us and strengthen us. We can't do it on our own. We can only go so far, and we need the continual flow, praise God, of the Holy Spirit to move within us. Praise the Lord. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And that's curious how the word chose, how the Lord chose eagles. Because to mount up in the NIV, it says to soar with eagles. And anyone that's studied eagles, they soar to great heights. And if you ever paid attention, you never see them flapping their wings when they're up there. They soar. They're the master of the thermals and the updrafts. They don't depend on their strength to get them up to those heights. They depend on another power. Praise God. Soar. Let the Spirit cause you to soar this morning. Amen. Let Him cause you to soar, praise God. The Word says if we wait on Him and we trust Him, praise God, we're going to soar, praise God. We're going to mount up with wings as eagles. You don't see them struggling, but their wings are still, and they're sensing the moving of the updraft, and they float on that. Way above. Way above. Oh, Lord, that's where I want to be. Amen. That's where I want to be this morning. Praise God. I want to soar. That the Holy Spirit may just carry me, praise God, as I wait on you. Oh, praise God. They shall walk and not faint. They shall run and not be weary. I love what Paul wrote in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. He says in the fourth chapter, 2 Corinthians, for which cause we faint not, we don't lose heart, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. In our spiritual warfare, the constant assault of fear and fatigue of fighting the devil, we don't give in to that fear that would paralyze us, but found a way to keep going and not give in to the fatigue that would make us quit. For which cause we faint not. The inward man is renewed day by day. The Holy Spirit within us renews us day by day, causes us to continue on in this Christian journey. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, oh God. Praise the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord. Oh, Lord, we're waiting. We're waiting. What are you waiting for, Brother Ron? What, you know, as I thought about this message, I thought about just what I pray for. And I never looked at it like this before, but prioritizing the things I pray for. Yet we all have physical needs. As we age, we have, you know, aches and pains and problems and sometimes financial situations and difficulties and family situations. But the thing that I pray for are my loved ones. And not only my immediate family, my blood relation, but my family I pray for. And this is what I want to close with. This is what I want to close with. This is the promise that God gave us in Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm praying for two granddaughters. The Lord would restore. I'm praying for a daughter-in-law. I'm praying for your families. I'm trusting God that His promise is true. Praise God. I'm trusting Him as I'm waiting on Him and I'm saying, oh Lord, I believe. I'm not looking at what I don't see. And I would encourage you, don't look at who's not here this morning. I don't mean the people that are on vacation or whatever. I mean those that have not come, ever come to this congregation or have maybe been a long time since they've been in this assembly. Don't look at who you don't see. Look at God's promise this morning. Is He not able? Is He not able? Oh, praise the Lord, He is able. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. What He's doing behind the scenes, we have no idea. But we have confidence that something is happening, that God is moving in silent and secret ways to bring our loved ones back. Praise God. And I want to encourage you and comfort you this morning. Let's trust God. Let's believe. They that wait upon the Lord, as we bind together with Him, praise God. As we strengthen our hope and our trust in Him and our faith, praise God, that He will move in such a marvelous and wonderful fashion. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May His name be praised. Amen. Brother, sister, do we have a song?